This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey,
Wendy, why don't you, this is Wendy's segment, why don't you take over, Wen?
Yeah, sure. Hey, everybody, I have a special guest tonight, Dr. Maureen Hackett from Howling for Wolves. As everyone knows out there, Howling for Wolves has been a great supporter of Native Roots Radio, and we often give updates about our wolf here in Minnesota. And last week, I read an email about Minnesota legislators that turned its back on wolves. And I have Maureen Hackett here, Dr. Maureen Hackett, from Howling for Wolves to maybe set our minds at ease and give us some good news. So here is Dr. Maureen Hackett.
Well, the good news is there is not a wolf hunt proposal right now.
Yes.
Right.
And so by showing up at the Capitol as strongly as we did with the help of Senator Kunesh, who was just on, and many Democrats with an overwhelming vote in the House to prohibit wolf hunting, we pretty much put the wolf back at the Capitol saying, look, people want to stop this and so don't even think about proposing it to the DNR. So, while we were disappointed, we had to kind of like pick a fight before there was a fight. You know, it's kind of a technique, you know, you make a battle so that they know, hey, you know, don't come near us because we're going to come back at you. So, what happened was in the conference committee, we were informed that in the conference committee, because the Senate is so close, it's a one seat majority Democrat. And as the legislative session went on, it looked like, the polarity in the parties was really, really entrenched. So they needed every Democratic vote. And that's kind of what happened. That's why we didn't get a vote on the Senate floor. Initially, we were going to try to get a vote on the Senate floor, but the Republicans told us, we're not voting with you. And we're not going to vote to prohibit wolf hunting when initially they did. And I think that was in part because they wanted to make certain Northern Democrats take a vote and maybe make them uncomfortable, which, of course, we all know there's no reason to feel uncomfortable about not having a wolf hunt. It's terrible for wolves. It's not good for livestock producers. And it's really bad for our ecology. I mean, we need wolves to keep our wild places wild and to keep our plants growing and to keep our waterways good. But anyway, so they told us, look, we took it out in conference committee, that they took out the prohibition of wolf hunting, which was highly disappointing. So I would say to Senator Kunesh, next year, yes, we want you to get the wolf hunt out of law. Because right now it's a permissive law. The DNR can have it. And the DNR wolf plan has a wolf hunt in it. And we're concerned because they talk about this maintaining a stable population of wolves.
Right.
When we are the epicenter of wolf recovery, our wolves should thrive. They should be expanding, dispersing, and moving to where they can live without too much trouble.
Right. So Maureen, understand the wolves right now are on the endangered species list, but if they become off this endangered species list, then there may be a wolf hunt. Is that how it goes?
Well, what can happen is the Department of Natural Resources can propose a wolf hunt. Yes,
I see. Okay. Yeah. All right. But for now they're okay.
For now they're okay, but one of the problems is that. And this is sort of the next big news that should probably come out in the next couple of weeks officially. But like I testified in the Senate hearing, there was the wolf hunts of 12, 13, and 14, 24, you know, 2012 through 2014 seemed to unleash this illegal wolf killing. And that's a problem because it continued long after the wolf hunt stopped. There was a study of collared wolves, and up through 2019, the hunt stopped in 2014. The mortality rates for wolves, natural and human caused, went up massively and stayed up. And when I say massively, I mean like from like 20 something percent to 44%. Mm. So, I'm hoping to be able to announce the study being published in Nature in the next couple of weeks. So we'll see. We know that the author has been been reviewed. It's into the editor's hands, and it seems like it's going to happen. But that you've heard it here first.
Yeah, that will really help the fight. Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere, you know.
Well, we have to just say, Maureen, we really, really, you know, a heartfelt thank you for all your work and your, you know, your dedication to this cause. And we really care about Minnesota Wolves. And I think that so many people have been, have become aware of the problem and the problems that the Minnesota Wolves face now because of your advocacy.
And your help too. And, you know, going forward, I think there are a lot of advocates. And let me give you an example. Back in 2019, when the House voted by one vote to prohibit wolf hunting, there were two Democratic representatives, one that voted no and one that took a walk. And both of them changed their minds. Both of them voted to prohibit wolf hunting. And I spoke to both of them and they said, we've completely changed. Both of them said, I've changed. I don't see any need for a wolf hunt. And I feel very comfortable with it. So they're both very much on the side of the wolf now. So we've converted, and both of those guys lost their seats after 2019 and then gained them back this last legislative session. So they found out, hey, voting against prohibition didn't help them keep their seats, and taking a walk during the vote didn't help keep the seats. So they could teach the senators something.
Yeah, that is. And it's so great that you're explaining that to our audience, that it's really, it's just such a political thing. You know, it's a political thing, and it's really comes down to, it's honestly really not about the wolf. It's about politics.
It is. And I think exactly that I see Nina Renshaw Powers is putting a message on Facebook that, you know, it's the culture of the North American model of wildlife, wildlife management. You know, this idea, and it kept coming up in the people who were against our bill, that we need to manage wolves, there must be management. So they view hunting as management. Right. And well, there couldn't be anything further from the truth for wolves. You need to leave them alone as much as possible. And the idea that I think politically these politicians feel like they can't vote against a hunt for anything.
Right.
Because,
right.
You know, it's part of this weird culture that, you know, people assume is popular, and it's not.
Exactly. No. Yeah. It's really something. It really is. So, I feel better now that you came on and explained all that.
Yeah.
I was really feeling a little bit doom and gloom because it wasn't put in the omnibus bill and it wasn't, you know, voted on. So I feel better now. Thank you, Maureen.
Just keep it up next year and keep on Senator Kunesh, you know. I think if things aren't as politically charged and if a lot of senators aren't up for reelection in 2024, we might have a chance, you know, the governor's not up either. So it might be a really good opportunity. I don't know if you guys saw the Deer Hunting Association actually came out with this statement. The deer hunters came out with a statement that they're boycotting the governor's deer hunt because he's too pro-wolf. Well, they came out with that when we already knew that our portion of the bill was pulled from the omnibus bill. So they kind of pulled the trigger a little early. And they kind of made their, basically, they want to kill wolves.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, we support you and come down to the Capitol anytime when you want to rustle us up. And it was funny, too, the deer hunters were down on Walls because he's supposedly anti-hunting or anti-gun. So that's, gun control. So. They're going to take their toys and go home. So, Maureen, thanks for stopping in last minute. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'd like to see you at the open house. So I'm going to text you and find out exactly when it is on Thursday.
Right on. All right. Awesome. Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, if you're listening to the show, I want to thank Lieutenant Governor coming on, State Senator Mary Kunesh, Maureen Hackett of Howling for Wolves, Wendy, Haley. Everyone have a great weekend.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Now.